Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as DistillingGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have many individuals who have joined the ministry since we last spoke. We have artists, we have poets, we have actors, we have actresses, we have a plethora of individuals, fashion models, makeup artists. We have a plethora of individuals who have joined, and we're going to get them scheduled momentarily as of this week to come on our ministry on next week, and we're going to interview these individuals. We have some Grammy nominees, and so I'm really excited what the Lord is doing with this ministry, but I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. You know, on tonight, we will have our needs and our wants, and we're going to evaluate our hearts and our minds and our hands and our souls, and so I am so glad and excited that each and every one of you have tuned in, and there's actually 250 individuals on the line as we speak tonight. So be sure to text somebody, tell somebody that AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Tell them the number is 347-843-4981. Once again, the number is 347-843-4981. Or if they want to connect via the web computer, you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio, AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio, or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one love radio. That's StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one love radio. We're going to begin the ministry, of course, by first of all reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever, who made the great lights, his love endures forever, the sun to govern the day, his love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so we can make it through this very day. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for praise reports. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for good health and strength, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to run the race of faith, to run the race of hope, Heavenly Father. And although we cannot see, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We know, Heavenly Father, that you have something great planned for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for day one of getting the ball rolling as far as our vision is concerned. And we ask, Heavenly Father, each and every day would you anoint each day, Lord, not only for what you have ahead, but for our careers and for our families and for our health and for our determination and for different things that we're doing. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the prophetic word, and we thank you for the things that is to come. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to just magnify and glorify your holy name. Would you help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father, and help us to do your holy will. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you are doing and the things that you're going to do. And we ask, Heavenly Father, once this is over, if you would give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom, this is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I want you to get out your journals. I want to welcome each and every one of you because we actually have many others who have joined us. This is our Needs and Wants segment of the the Effort of Love Show, and we evaluate our hearts and assess our minds and our hands. But our verse for today is Psalm 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That sounds very familiar. Psalm 107:1. We're not going to play any music today. I was getting ready and preparing for the ministry, and we're going to still go through the same process and activity, but we need to focus on the big plan, on the vision. And God says sometimes when we listen, and we are going to incorporate the music as well, but sometimes when we're listening to music, and because God has bestowed something so big upon us in order for us to carry out, God says we have to hear his voice. And so what's going to happen is, I'm going to tell you the process, because I have about 20% of you who are new. We're going to go through the process, and then we're going to have a moment of silence for at least 5 to 6 minutes. And I'm going to give you time to go through that same process as if we had music. But we're going to add another segment on there. And the other segment is going to be the vision. God is allowing us to, because I'm going to tell you like this, almost 80% of you have already heard from God. 20% is still waiting. Because God is still preparing some things. He says, I go to prepare. And in this sense, we're talking about the plan that God has. And so 80% pretty much know. Now, if you're in that 20% and you don't know what God is requiring of you, it's very important that you begin pressing towards the mark, God says. When we talk about pressing towards the mark, we're not talking about a foot race. We're not talking about trying to win something. We're talking about walking in the will of God, yet securing or understanding what the will of God is and what this plan is that God would like for you to carry out. Okay? So it's something that you need or something that you want, whatever it is. Make sure that when you put this down, the 20%, when you put this down, make sure it's something that can service the people. The way you know that God has given this unto you is if it serves people, if it helps others, because it's not just about us, it's about serving people. So what I want you to do is, I tell each and every person, is I want you to get your sheet of paper or your journal, and I want you to draw a line, and then draw a line in the middle where they intersect, okay? The first quadrant, we're going to put our wants as a title, okay? Then within that first quadrant, we're going to have three different categories. We're going to have our family. Okay. We're going to have our friends. And then we're going to have you. Put your name, Alfreda. Okay, then in the second quadrant, we're going to have our needs. Okay. In our needs, we're going to have our heart. This is where we evaluate our heart. And we're going to have some quadrant three here. Our mind and soul goes in the same category. And then, of course, in the third category, in our second quadrant, is our hands. Then in our third quadrant, which is right under our wants, we want to put storehouse. And then we're going to put, in the fourth quadrant, we're going to put the vision. Now, you see how all of this is connected? God wants us to see that all of this is connected. I want you to draw a circle between storehouse and vision, because God says that that's where everything intersects. It's just like a street. Okay, everything intersects. Even in math, there's an intersecting line. And this is the part where we usually put a value on the triangles, how much it's worth. Is it obtuse? Is it a right angle? You know, things of that nature. But we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. And the reason why those numbers are coming up, because God says that pretty soon we're going to have to write our dimensions of where we want this plan to be. It's not about, he said the storehouse goes for the adjectives, those things that we want to identify with, joy, happiness, peace. He says, but the noun is the place that this vision is going to be carried out. Some of you, you're opening up businesses. Some of you are opening up organizations. Some of you are doing a lot of things. And so in this vision, we're not going to get into the mathematical representation yet of the angles. And we're not going to go there, okay? Right now, let's focus. Quadrant one is our wants, and it's three categories. It's family, friends, and Alfreda. And we'll say quadrant one, the first box, okay? Second box right after that is our needs, second quadrant, our heart, our minds, and soul, that goes in one, then our hands. Then under our wants, which is the third quadrant, we have the storehouse, okay? Then we have the vision. God says the vision. But there's an intersecting line. God says everything is connected, okay? And we're gonna, God's going to have something to say about that. But it's going to be quiet, and I'm still on here. You're going to hear the computer probably. It's going to be quiet for about 5 to 6 minutes because I want you writing. I want you to write those wants for your family. I want you to write those needs. When we talk about ourselves, evaluate ourselves, I want you to write the storehouse. What type of adjectives do you want to exemplify in the storehouse so that you can get those things and share it with people once you get to the vision, okay? So let's go for about 6 minutes, all right? And it's going to be quiet, and that's because we're hearing the voice of God and because we're writing the vision and making it plain, okay? You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Also, StellaGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm yours, Dr. Afrida Love. Okay. If you're still writing, keep writing. But we should have four quadrants: our wants, our needs, storehouse, and our vision. We're beginning to write our vision because the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And in this vision, I want us to get used to analyzing how this vision will help people, because sometimes God blesses us with things and we forget to help other people. And if you have a vision that's not helping someone else besides yourself, then that's not of God, because anything that we have, God requires that we share it. And so the motto here, as God is illustrating, is to help one another. If you look at your quadrants, if they are not identical, right, because we're talking about our heart, what you want for yourself should be the same thing you want for your neighbor and your family members. You want your neighbor and your family members to have healing and joy and happiness and peace and serenity and love. You want those things not only in your life but in others' lives as well, those adjectives, those attributes for your friends, because those are the type of people God says, before we get to, because God is explaining these quadrants, those are the type of people you want to attract in your life. Let's talk about attraction, because God is talking about attraction. He says business attraction. God says that what we think psychologically within our minds is literally what we attract in our lives. That's why it's so important to strategically think about your circle. I was talking to my family members, some of them and some of my friends, and I said, when I was in school, I said, I loved everybody. I never was in cliques. I never was that type of person who hung around in groups, because my mother and our family always told us to be your own person, you know. But I had a relationship with each and every person. I didn't have any enemies in school, right? But you have to be careful of your circle at this, God says, fragile time. And you know who you are. God has given you this vision. Your circle is going to be very important. Jesus is showing me an illustration of his disciples. And he says, you know, these are disciples that Jesus chose. And Jesus chose these disciples on purpose, because he knew that some of them were against him. There is a saying, keep your enemies close to you, right? But we should love our enemies, whoever they are, whether we know them or whether we don't know them. But you have to watch your circle. God says in this particular season, you have to watch, you have to attract. I was talking to a couple of new friends that I made who's very business-oriented. And at this particular quadrant, quadrant one, when you talk about your family and your friends and yourself, with this vision, you're going to have to select people who you want to carry with you. And I'm going to tell you this, every person who you carry will receive the blessing. So these are the recipients. You have to identify these people. I don't want you to identify who you just like. Okay? These people must have some type of qualities that parallel to what God is looking for. You must be careful in selecting who you are with. That's why this first quadrant is so important, and that's why whatever you want for yourself, you should also want for your family and your friends. And hopefully these things are good things. Because these are the people, as God is speaking, who is going to be with you. You want, God says, people who know who he is. You want people who are advocates of peace and people who love and people who have joy, because even in those dark moments, you need an encouraging word. And so that's why it's very important in quadrant one that we're very careful about the characteristics and the adjectives that we utilize in order to describe the people we want to attract in our lives. And I know this works, because I just this week I've made 10 new friends. and they're mostly business friends, and we've met in some of the strangest ways. And because this is who I want to attract in my life, you know, I don't have time to waste. Nobody has time to waste. We want to attract people who is going somewhere, who is moving forward. That's the type of people we want to attract. Now, speaking of that, well, and they're in the area, we can't leave the people in the perimeter. The reason why you have these people is because you will find out when we get to the vision, but you have these people, and these people are going to also help get these people out of the perimeter and come into the area. What you're going to find is some of these people who are in the perimeter is finally going to come in the area with you, and they're going to be on your team as well. But you have to have a strong team. It's kind of like when you play sports, right? In junior high, there's an A team and a B team. In high school, there's a varsity, a JV team, and a freshman team, all right? And so you, when we talk about varsity, these are the people who are really good, right? They practice, 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 practice. When we talk about the A team and junior high and things like that, they're really good. And so is the B team. Sometimes it's just that they have too many people and, you know, they have to put some people on the B team. But everybody's good, okay? But somebody has to be on the A team and somebody has to be on the B team and somebody has to be on varsity, JV, and freshman, right? Okay, well, you're going to have to analyze your circle. And that's up to you. Nobody can do that for you. You can't take this sheet of paper to somebody else and say, this is my vision. I want you to divide these people up. You're going to have to do it with the help of God. Okay? So that's circle. The needs is basically us. It's you as the person. What type of heart, what type of mindset do you have? Want to have? What type of hands do you want to have? Well, I want to have joy, forgiveness, peace, understanding, and wisdom. I want my mind to be stayed on Jesus. I want to have peace and understanding and a vision. I want my hands to be of service. I want them to be of helping and growth and healing. That's the type of person I want to be. And I guarantee you, if you keep telling yourself that, I don't want to be the type of person. Everybody is valuable on my team. Everybody is valuable. There's not one person who's not. Because obviously, if you are on earth, you are valuable. You mean a lot to God. You have a lot of value. And so when we talk about the need, this is what God needs from us. He needs us to have joy and forgiveness and peace and understanding and wisdom because we're getting ready for this vision. And the vision, everybody's not going to be of God. Everybody's not going to know God. And so that's why God says the needs quadrant two is really us. It has to do with our mindset, right? You want every person to feel valued. You want every person to feel like it's a level playing ground. That's how you want it. Then we talk about the storehouse. God talks about the storage. He says sometimes you have to pull these things out. Right? Because some days you may not be feeling it. Sometimes you have to pull out joy. You have to say, joy, come here. Sometimes you have to pull out peace. Peace, get over here right now. Love, come here, love. We need you, baby. Serenity, come here, serenity. I need you at this moment. Happiness, come here, happiness. Where you been all day? Focus, Lord Jesus, I need you. Patience, ooh-wee. Patience, come on over here. This is one of those moments. Faith, oh, my God. Faith, I need you at this moment. Forgiveness, oh, Lord, I need your forgiveness. Unconditional love, Lord Jesus. I'm going through this, I'm going through that. I need unconditional love to come and visit me. You have to call these things by name sometimes, especially when you're moving into your vision. Because your vision, if you noticed, that God has given is open to the public. You may be able to select whom you service for as if you have a school or if you have a business, but ultimately it's open to the public. God says it's open. And when it's open, anybody can come within your sector. And God says he still requires us to have these type of characteristics. That's why we've been going over this for months, right? Because God requires that we have all of this. And so when we talk about the vision, right, the vision and make it plain, that's what we're doing now. We're at that process because it's getting close to that process. And when you look at this process, which is the fourth quadrant, God says with this process, it has to be a process that helps a multitude of people. God says he didn't give us that parable of two fish, five loaves of bread for nothing, just for us to be just excited or impressed. He gave us that saying that sometimes that you have to use what you have, and that will go forward. And he will multiply it. If you're faithful over the little things, he will grow it into something huge. But you have to be faithful. Just because God has shown you what he's going to do and what he's capable of doing does not mean that we give up and quit now and say, I don't want to do this anymore. Because I know what's ahead. Yeah, you know what's ahead, and you know the vision, and God has already told you the vision. But at this point, if God cannot trust you with the small things that he has given, how in the world is he going to trust you with a multi-billion dollar business, serving a whole bunch of people, being around a whole bunch of people, having a whole bunch of revenue? How is he going to trust you to manage those things when he can't even trust you to hang in there, right, until he comes? How in the world? And that's the question. You had this vision. You just written it down. And for the 20%, keep writing the vision. The 80%, you already know. God has already shown you. You already have the ball rolling. Today was my first day getting the ball rolling for something that God is going to do that's huge. And it's going to take some time. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. God says it's a work in progress, but we must continue to walk in the will of God. What is the will of God? The will of God is praying, and the will of God is walking continuously without ceasing. You may get tired, but keep walking. So when we look at this vision, the question that I really want to ask you is basically, does this vision help a multitude of people? Are you going to store that small, or are you going to store that big? Well, God says that's up to him. That's up to the will of God, because God already knows how this stuff is going to look. He already knows what's going to go down. But we've got to keep working until he comes. We've got to keep working, not only as in physically working, but working on ourselves, working on our hearts. That's what we have to do. We have to work on our hearts. It's very important. It doesn't matter who you are. We have to continue to work on us before we can begin to serve people and work on them. Okay? All right. So we have our wants, we have our needs, and we have our storehouse, and we have our vision. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. We have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to pray for each and every person, but be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to AfritaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com, click on Number One Love Radio, and be sure to text somebody, tell somebody that the AfritaLoveShow.com is on. The number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. God's for artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afrita Love at AlFredaLove or DraFredaMonyaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on there. AfritaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, I want you to check out AfritaLoveShow.com. That's A-L-F. Click on Number One Love Radio. In addition to that, I want you to go to StellarGospelMusic.com. That's StellarGospelMusic.com. And click on Number One Love Radio. Please be sure to do that. In addition to that, go to AfritaHubPages.com and check out some of the articles. I appreciate that. In addition to that, just connect with me. I am looking for change agents. I'm looking for people who are in the business sector, As I said before, I'm very serious about this particular call that the Lord has placed on my life. I'm really serious about helping a multitude of people. I will share this portion of the vision with you, and I will leave it as such. What I really want to do is I really want to help our youth. That is my ultimate goal. I also have a calling where I want to be able to help feed a lot of people through the organizations that we have and help a lot of people get on their feet. I see a multitude of things going on with this vision, but it's going to start out small at first. And my ultimate goal is to help as many people as I can and get the word of God out as much as I can. And I see some traveling, and I see some helping people, and I see some connections, and I see many different things. And, yes, I am looking for individuals who have joy in their heart, who have happiness and peace and serenity, who are very business-minded. We are, if you have any type of buildings, and you don't have to be in a rush, but I just want to know what's out there. If you have buildings that are not being utilized, if you have buildings that you know of, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm going to tell you right now, the vision that God has given me is going to be nationwide. But, hold on, it's going to start out small, but it's going to spread. That's why it really doesn't matter when you email me the available space in the buildings, because it's going to be nationwide, and God is going to bless it real good, not because of me, but because that's his will for my life, that's his vision. And I will be able to help a lot of people through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, without a lot of information, as I said before, if you know of any buildings, then just let me know. And it could be anywhere, okay? All right, in addition to that, just check out the announcements. There are a lot of things coming up. I know Sister Kim Fields is going to be in Dallas, Texas on Friday and Saturday, and thank God it's at night. I'm going to try to catch one of them. Also, as far as the garage sale, we've had some things come up, so the garage sale is going to be moved, but we're still going to have the Santa store the same date. The garage sale is going to be moved to a different date, so stay tuned for that. In addition to that, we have the Festival of Praise. It's coming to Dallas and Austin. Be sure to support all of our gospel artists. If you have any music, or if you are a producer, a writer, a singer, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is the time of season where I'm booking people to interview, and I would love to have you on the ministry, which is very much nationwide. We're all in London. And we're everywhere, so I would love to have you. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's Will, as we explore our book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. We're going to explore our book, and I want you guys to come back, because we're going to talk about some things in that book. And then, of course, on Wednesday, God's Will, we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. And then on Thursday, we're going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. So please be sure to come back and check on that. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank the media outlets for reaching out, letting me know about events. I just want to thank you for just the love and everything that has been shown. I do want to address some things. Be sure to continue to instill in your mind the term love. As I was reading and scrolling down Facebook and looking in the newspaper and listening to people talk, there's still people who are being hurt. There's still people hurting other people, killing other people. Okay? And this has to stop. It must stop. The Bible says thou shalt not kill, period. But no, period. And I know, and I can talk to y'all like this because we all love Jesus. When we go out into the world, there are some people who just don't know God. there are some people who just, I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, you just have to pray. Always stay prayed up. So, you know, the goal is for this whole nation to have tomorrow without anybody getting hurt or killed. Can we do that for one day? No murders. Everybody sing kumbaya and hold hands. Kumbaya and hold hands for one day. Can we do that? Can everybody just get along for one day in the United States? If you're upset, if you're angry, the best thing for you to do is probably pray first and then walk away. A lot of people walk away and then they come back. Pray first and walk away. That's what you do. If you're connected to anyone or anything that causes you to get out of character, you need to let it go. Right? We talk about the circle. What do you want to attract in your life? You have to be very careful what you attract in your life. It is very easy. God says it's just like putting out a fishing net. You don't know what you're going to catch. But if you strategically watch who is in your circle, I'm not talking about a clique. It's a difference between a clique and a circle. A clique is I want to fit in. I want to have a lot of friends. A circle is these are the people who God has sent in my life. These are the people who mean me some good. These are the people who are going to encourage me when I'm down. These are, for instance, your parents. For instance, your grandparents. For instance, your siblings. For instance, a close friend of yours. Those people. Go on Facebook a lot. There are a lot of people who get a lot of likes, but when the going gets tough or when it's time for you to elevate or if somebody can say a kind word, see how many people will do it. And there might be some people who will do it. That's the type of people we're talking about. Who is in your corner when the going gets tough? If you are, and I'm speaking to young people, I'm speaking to veterans, and when I talk about veterans, I'm speaking about age. I'm speaking to everybody. If there is someone in your life who continues to cause chaos, you have to let it go. You have to pray. There are some things in your life that you cannot keep, that you want to keep, but you can't. Because you are going somewhere. You're moving forward. It's not saying that you don't look back. Because once you get there, you're going to have to help those people get to the area that you're at. Because they're still at the perimeter. But the most important thing is you have to, God says, in this time and season, you have to watch your circle. You have to have some people, as young people say, who are down for you and down with you. You have to have some people with you when the going gets tough and when the tough gets going. Those are the type of people that you need in your circle. You don't need anybody that's going to bring you down. You don't need anybody that's going to bring you mess, cause trouble. Every time you talk to them, they're telling you what somebody else said. Every time you talk to them, it's a mess going on. You don't need that in your life. It's not worth it because people get upset and things happen. And so you have to let it go. You have to rid yourself of that if you want to move forward. And that's the most important lesson that Jesus is teaching in this whole lesson about wants, needs, storehouse, and the vision. That's what God says in your vision. In your vision, you're going to have to attract some people. And we're not talking about how we attract people in relationships, God says. We're talking about attracting people in our lives who God has sent. You have to pray for these people to come into your life. This is not somebody that you just go out like you fishing and you throw your net and you catch a fish. You don't care what kind it is and you're going to skin it and eat it. No. God says sometimes, he says, when you go out, you pray to God. God, I want to attract these type of people in my life because I see that I have this vision that you've given me. I want these type of people. I want you to select. And young people, I'm talking to you as well. Even when you were at school, right? Everybody want to be popular. Everybody want to fit in. That's just how it is, especially in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade. Everybody wants to. But at some point, you're going to have to be your own person. It's not saying that you stuck up. It's not saying that you bougie. It's not saying that you don't want to be around people. It's understand that you are moving forward, and you have to be careful of your circle, your surroundings. It's easy to get in trouble and hard to get out of trouble. And so it's important. It's the most important thing you can do. I've seen it time in and time out. People just get mixed up with the wrong crowd. Things happen because people mixed up with the wrong crowd. The people who have been selected, you selected, in your circle mean you no good. Instead of you listening to the person or persons who's telling you what's right and telling you, you know, I really don't think you need to be doing that. We go hard-headed, some of us, hard-headed. And so it's very important in this season, 80%, because that 20% is coming along too, but God says we still, there's still some work that needs to be done. The 80%, you have to be careful. It's very important. Quadrant one is very important in this season. And it's not saying that you shun everybody and be paranoid. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you're in my corner or not. I'm not going to talk. No, we're not doing all that. Because our goal, God wants us to go out into the world. But he's talking about when the going gets tough. He's talking about those individuals that are called. That's why God said only some are called when he's talking about the apostles, some. God didn't call everybody. He gave everybody an assignment, but he didn't call everybody. Because everybody's not cut out to be a minister. Everybody's not cut out to be a teacher. Everybody's not cut out to be an evangelist. Some. Who are your some? Who are the people that you want and that you need in your circle? Turn around. There's always something going on. 9 times out of 10, that's not who you need in your circle. And 9 times out of 10, you want to hold on to these people. But they mean you no good. They're not going anywhere. I'm talking to young people. They like getting in trouble. They like starting trouble. And every time you see them, they're telling you about what somebody else said. Very important, young people. You have to be careful of your circle. Stop being hard-headed. Listen to your parents. I don't care how old you are. 17, 18, listen to your parents. It's very important. Everybody that grin in your face is not your friend, unfortunately. But your duty is still to love each and every person. But you have to be selective of who you allow to come into your life. Because once you allow somebody into your life, they're going to begin rearranging your life to fit what they're doing. And if they're doing wrong, then guess what? You're going to be doing wrong, too. You're going to be following them and doing wrong. But if they're doing right, then you're going to follow. And these are the type of people, look one more time at your wants. These are the type of people that you want to attract. You are attracted to these type of people. You are attracted to forgiving people. You are attracted to family-oriented, joyous people, people who are focused. You are attracted to people who want others to be healed. You are attracted to happiness and peaceful people and people who have serenity. And you are attracted to love. You're attracted to, this first quadrant tells me, tells God what you're attracted to, tells yourself what you're attracted to. If you put in this first quadrant hatred, malice, envy, love, jealousy, then you can't be lukewarm and cold at the same time. It's either or, right? And those are the type of people that you're going to attract in your life. I attracted 10 people just this week. And all of those people know God. All of those people that I attracted, they're business-oriented. All of those people are going somewhere, doing something, right? Busy at something, have a project going on. All of them. You want to be around some people who are moving because you have a huge responsibility with this vision, 80%. You have a huge responsibility. You don't have time for foolishness. You don't have time for mess. It is time to put all those things aside. And either you grow up or somebody needs to grow up. And you move forward. And you look back to help those who are in the perimeter. But you don't go back to the same stuff. in your past. Very important. Young people, be obedient. We talked about that. Stop being hard-headed. Listen to your parents. Listen to your grandparents. Listen to your aunties and uncles. You're not grown. You 16 years old. You 17 years old. You 18. You are not grown. I'm glad you can put your shoes on, the right foot. I'm glad. But you are not grown. Listen to your parents, your providers, whoever it is. Stop skipping school, whoever you are. Stop. What you skipping school for? How you going to learn? How you going to be able to drive that car that you're talking about and you skipping school? How is it because you're not in class learning? But you think you're grown. You're not grown. It's a chore to go to church. You should be glad to go to church. Some people would love to go to church, but they can't. And that's one of the focuses that this new project that's coming up is going to focus on. We're going to focus on bringing back the community. We're going to focus on some things that's going to really help our youth. And it's going to be through what God is going to give unto me. We have too many people who are out in the wilderness. We have too many people, young people, who are just throwing their nets out in the water because they want to fit in, throwing their nets out in the water. Whatever they catch, you in my circle now. We good. And those people mean you no good. Be obedient. You 14, but God has given you a vision. You know what the vision is. You said that you want to play sports. Well, you got to have something else. You have to have some education. You good in sports. Yeah, you good. But don't let that go to your head. You 14 years old. And you know who I'm talking to, whoever I'm speaking to, that God is showing me. You 14. 14 years old. God has already given you a vision. And you had a potential. But if you don't go to class, if you keep cutting up in class, this vision right here could be given to somebody else. Let's make it real. This scholarship right here could be given to somebody else. You have great potential. And you know it. But being hard-headed, skipping school, not doing what you're supposed to, is not going to help you at all. Listen to your parents. They're right. Watch your circle. At 14, you should be at home looking at TV or something instead of all this other stuff, grown folks stuff. Process, and we appreciate that. We appreciate all the young people who's on the line. We appreciate all the veterans who are on the line. We appreciate everybody who's on the line. But I need you to put this into action now. And part of putting this into action, young people, is to evaluate your circle. Who is it that you're hanging around that you keep getting in trouble with? And it's hard. Put a fist, make a fist and hold it tight. Let it go. Your fingers are stiff because it's hard to let go of those people. Because those people are so close. You saw how you was balling up your fist and it's really close. Very important. Evaluate. This week, evaluate your circle. How do I know? How do I know if this is the right person? Well, look at quadrant one. They don't need to be in your circle. If you always getting into it, or if a mess is always following them or trouble, you don't need to be around them. God has given you a sign. Let it go so that you can move forward and focus on quadrant four, that scholarship, that business. Time is ticking. Think about your day today. What did you spend it on? If you spent, when you got off of work, or some of you who are business people, praise God, if you spent over 60% of your life, of your hours today with foolishness that has nothing to do with the will of God, you are wasting your time. But on the other hand, if you spent at least 90% of your time doing God's work and working on your mind and your body and your spirit, then you're in the house. Part of this right here, of our needs, wants, and storehouse and vision, is called time management. How do you spend your time and who do you spend it with? That, once again, that's why your circle is important. That's why. If you have time or make time or schedule time for a lot of foolishness, then there is no way you can get to quadrant four. Because quadrant four, it's going to take some time to build all this because you're serving so many people. If you spend all your time in class cutting up first period, second period, third period, fourth period, fifth period, sixth period, seventh period, and then when eighth period comes, you decide, which is athletics, you decide, I want to do what's right. You wasted 7 hours. There is no way that you're going to be able to get a full ride because they're looking at academics too. And you cutting classes. 80% of your time is spent with foolishness. Stuff that don't even have anything to do with the vision. Nothing to do with where you're going. You worried about this and that. 80% of the time, there is no way you can get to your vision. No way. It's very important. So, we are concluding our needs and wants. But once again, as God is showing me, young people, who is young people? 5 years old, all the way to 18. This is for you, from God. Be obedient. Watch your circle. You don't have to be the most popular person. And you don't have to play the role of the clown so everybody can laugh. You're not getting paid for it, number one. Number two, the teacher has to be able to teach her class or his class. And guess what? When the teacher get ready to send students out, guess who's going to be sent? You. Is your audience going to be sent? No. It's just you. You in the hot seat. You in the office. If you want to be an entertainer, go to school, then go to college, and then go try out for some casting calls. But the school, which is free for the United States of America, is for the implementation of instruction. That is not a place to get your entertainment degree. Just FYI. They have theater, but that's a class. Math, reading, science, social studies, history, geography, none of that theater. So don't bring it in there. You're not getting paid for it. There's no scouts. I'm going to tell you right now, no scouts are in there looking for entertainment. Is very important. We must refocus on the purpose of school, which is to receive an education, not your entertainment degree. We are not offering, I'm going to tell you right now, public school is not offering entertainment degrees. They don't even have that as a prerequisite. Your entertainment degrees comes through colleges, the College of the Arts. Not through school. Just because you're good at telling jokes that has nothing to do with education, that doesn't mean that they're going to give you a degree in entertainment. The school cannot provide that. I'm going to tell you that now, so stop. Very important. Now, to the season, 19 and up. We have to be role models. Once again, if we have to watch our circle as well. That's not saying be bougie, and that's not saying to basically just be paranoid either. But we have to watch, and we have to pray to God, Lord, I want to attract these type of people in my life. And he'll do it. And that doesn't mean that you shun everybody or people that you think does not have those qualities. But what that means is you be cognizant. And what that means is you have to know who is in your corner through thick and thin. You have to know that. Call on who would answer? Who could you confide in? God. You have to think about all that. Who is a messenger of peace? Who brings peace to your life? Who brings happiness? You have to think about all that. Okay? So, come back on tomorrow. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Everett. Look.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.